Some additional showers and thunderstorms will occur across portions of the Midwest as we move forward through this next few-day period. The majority of the precipitation may not be quite as intense as that which has occurred in recent past days, but we are still going to be seeing precipitation occur occasionally across parts of the region, not only over these next few days, but over the next week. The precipitation, though, will be less frequent and less significant in the waterlogged areas in the lower eastern Midwest. These areas will still see precipitation once in a while, but there will be more sunny days and more heat occurring across the region to help accelerate drying across the region. It will be a slow process, however, and I certainly don't want to leave the impression that it will not rain at all. These areas will still see some shower and thunderstorm activity. Today is a perfect example. We'll see showers and storms occurring across Michigan and parts of Ohio down into eastern Kentucky. There may still be a few lingering showers in Indiana. The precipitation will end tomorrow. We'll see most of the precipitation tomorrow and on into Thursday occurring most significantly in the western and northern parts of the Midwest, giving the lower eastern areas a chance to dry down for a little while. But on Friday, there'll be a new frontal system that'll cut through part of the eastern Midwest, producing some more showers, mostly of very light intensity. A more aggressive frontal boundary will work its way across the northern and central parts of the Midwest as we get out into the early part of next week, and it will bring some rain down to the lower Midwest once again by probably Tuesday, if not Monday night. And we'll see some of that precipitation vary in intensity with a potential for some locally strong thunderstorms. Overall, over the next 7 days, we're going to see showers and thunderstorms in many areas of the Midwest, but a lot of the precipitation will be focused on these frontal boundaries, which will be fast moving across the region and limiting the duration of precipitation. The most important rain may actually occur in some of the western Corn Belt locations where somewhat drier weather has occurred recently. There will be some rain in North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, also Nebraska and Iowa, but Missouri and Kansas into southwestern parts of Illinois and the northern parts of the U.S. Delta will see relatively dry conditions as we move forward through this 7-day period. The lower parts of the Delta may also be dry as well as portions of the interior southeast. These areas will also see temperatures that are seasonably warm, and that will help to accelerate the drying rates, and we'll see the ground firm up in some of those areas. Rainfall in much of the Midwest over the 7-day period will range anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to about 1.5 inches. There will be some locally intense thunderstorms that will produce heavier amounts of rainfall, though, and those will be somewhat random, but we will see Ohio and southeastern Michigan favored for stronger storms today, and then as we move into the weekend and next week, we'll see some of the stronger storms in the upper parts of the Midwest. Well, the temperature bias across the region will continue to be mostly seasonable. We'll look for highs over the next few days in the eastern Midwest, running mostly 70s and 80s. We'll expect to see some lower 90 degree temperatures starting to evolve across parts of the southwestern sections of the eastern belt, in other words, portions of central and southern Illinois, southwestern Indiana, and parts of Kentucky as we get out into Friday and on through the weekend. In the meantime, it'll be warm in the western Corn Belt almost throughout the entire 2-week period. We'll see temperatures often in the 80s and into the 90s. Most of the temperatures will peak out in readings that will most likely work their way into the middle and upper 90s in some locations on the west side of the Missouri River, with extremes out in hard red winter wheat country reaching up over 100 degrees on a fairly often basis. There was extreme highs yesterday into the range of 100 to 106 degrees in the Central Plains. That was rather stressful for livestock and a few of the other crops in the region. That kind of heat is not coming into the heart of the Midwest anytime soon, though. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.